See?
So we don't understand the principles, do we? We do not understand the principles. Oh, yeah, I know you don't have to go to church to serve God. Well, this man, he had been a leader in the church. But this woman that he married, she didn't believe you had to go to church to serve God. And so he listened to her. And so for 10 years, they stopped going to church. Had been going to church every time the doors opened for 10 years and then quit. For 10 years, had not been in church but a half a dozen times. And now he's down with brain tumors and he died. And the Lord told me, when I said, Lord, did I do something wrong? And the Lord told me, finally, he said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. He said the problem was his. And said, you'll find the answer to your question in John 15:2. Now then, in John 15:2, let's flip over there right quick to John 15:2, and let's see what that says. Let's see what the Lord says in John 15:2. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more fruit. Now then, we're supposed to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. If we do not produce fruit, and of course this is something that so many Christians have never come to realization. You're here on this earth, according to this book, to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. You're not here to build buildings, are you, Keith? That's just something he allows you to do on the side. But we're here to produce fruit for his kingdom. And as long as we work for him and produce fruit for his kingdom, tell people about him, worship him, praise him, he will be good to you and let you live. Now, if you decide, I don't want to do that no more. I did that for the first 40 years of my life, but now then the next 10 years of my life, or whatever, I'm just going to quit. I don't have to go to church to worship God. And so you quit. You stop producing fruit. Now then, the good thing about God, people say, you know, God's merciful. Yeah, he is. And it's a good thing he is. Because how many of us in this room got out of touch with God for a little while? Maybe a year, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. Some people even 20. But for some reason, he knew what he was going to use you for down the line, and he didn't cut you off. But this particular friend of mine, 10 years, and he's down with brain tumors. Sharon, you know what it's like to have brain tumors, don't you? And she had them. But this guy had them way worse than she did. Now, then he'd been a fruit bearer for all those years. And then at about 45, he married this woman, and she didn't want to go to church. So he said, okay, we can still serve God and stay at home. But that ain't the truth. He didn't produce any fruit. So after 10 years, God was merciful to him. For 10 years, I wonder how many people he sent by in that 10 years to say, you know, I haven't seen you in church lately. Where have you been? Well, you know, I got married, and, you know, this wife, my new wife, we still love God, but, you know, we just do it from home. Well, I think you ought to come to church. Well, you know, okay, I'll think about it. And then a year later, somebody else walks up and says, hey, where you been? I hadn't seen you in church in a while. Yeah, I got married, and my wife and I, you know, we don't go to church anymore. I think you ought to go to church. Nah, that's okay. What's God doing every time he sends somebody by like that? He's trying to get your attention, isn't he? See? And so, see, he says, he speaks to us again and again and again. Somebody comes by and says, oh, Lisa, I hadn't seen you in church in a while. Where you been, girl? Well, I've been busy. I had a lot of... God's really been blessing me with the houses is clean, and I can't get them all done. I have to work on Sunday, too, to get them all done. You know more than that, don't you, girl? If you can't get yours done in 6 days, you ain't going to do it in 7, are you? See? But see, people will do that. Yes, sir? Hold it. Let me get you a mic so that everybody can hear you.
I just finished reading this book called The Divine Revelation of Hell, where the Lord took this lady down into hell every night for 30 nights. And the one thing that really shook me up about this book, and it was really going through my mind when you were talking about that, is that almost everybody they talked to in hell, they thought that because God is so tender and kind and patient and good, that they could just, like, well, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it at my time. And the thing that Jesus said over and over was that God knows the intentions of your heart. You're not fooling God.
Oh, yeah.
You might think that you've got a plan, a bailout plan, you know, a backup plan in case something, you know, happens. But in every instance, it really shook me up. Every person they talked to, young or old in hell, was like, well, God, you know, he's not gonna let this happen. He's just too good. You know?
Yeah. He's too loving and too kind.
He's too loving and too kind. But over and over, Jesus would say, God knows the intent of your heart.
Yeah. I read that book also. Pretty good book. Anybody else in here read The Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter? No, nobody has? Wow.
It shaped you up.
We did over here.
Huh? You read it, right, Keith?
Oh, yeah.
It shook you up too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a few back here read it. Okay. A few of y'all have read it. Well, if you haven't read it, A Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. Yeah, I read it several years ago, but it will absolutely, shake you up. And of course, there's several awesome stories in there. I won't even begin to go into those stories. I'll let you read the book. But it will shake you up. And if that won't open your eyes, say, Lord, I need to serve you. Let's get on. I mean, over here on the side where the hell's burning, let's forget about that nonsense. Let's get over here where the church is, and let's walk holy and in line with your word. Let's forget about the world. You know, let's be concerned about producing fruit for the kingdom of God and serving you. And Lord, I want you to know I love you. And I want you to know I'm going to walk on this razor blade with you if it's necessary. I ain't going to walk out here in the world or over here. Because the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about those kind of things. We've been talking about those things in the book of Proverbs. And the last couple of times we talked about how that the immoral woman, you know, had took so many men into the grave and into the pit of hell. And they think, well, you know, but God's loving and kind. I've had men come to me that say, you know, Thurman, I'm a Christian. God knows I'm a single man. And he doesn't mind if I, you know, go out with a woman once in a while, especially if she's just a prostitute. Hey, you hadn't read the book of Proverbs. You haven't read the book of Proverbs. So, you know, but and you know, as one of those, and some every once in a while, one of those men will come to me and they have HIV, you know, or they come to me with a venereal disease and say, Thurman, I got caught this venereal disease. I need you to pray for me. I said, oh, you've been out there in the world. You don't catch that, you know, by being pure. You catch that by being promiscuous, you know. And I said, you know, isn't it amazing, you know, that we think that because God, we've heard this story that God's so loving and kind, He won't judge us according to our sins. But He will judge us according to our sins. Now, will He forgive us of our sin if we repent? Yeah, He will. But does that mean there may not be a consequence to go with your sin? You know, I think about this woman that had this disease in her female organs that when she came to the lady, I was over at Daystar one day, and this lady was a beautiful lady, and she was had a healing ministry, and she was all way up at the upper end of her healing ministry. She was just so knowledgeable about the things of healing. I learned a lot listening to this woman. But she said a woman came down the aisle one night and said as she was coming to be prayed for, the Lord spoke to her and said, that woman that's coming down has this disease, and said she got it because she fantasizes about a movie star when she has sex with her husband. That's why the sickness came upon her. She hadn't committed adultery outside of her husband. The disease came up on her because she fantasizes about a movie star when she's with her husband. Now, isn't that amazing? She opened the door to a demon. And so when she came up, this lady that I was talking to, she said, I told the woman what her sickness was. And she said she was amazed that I knew. And she said, I also know why you have it. And said, I told her. And she said, nobody knows that. Well, she said, God does. And He just told me. You know, so that's the way I know. You know, and so she said, what can I do? She said, you can repent. And if you will repent, God will forgive you and He'll heal you. And so she repented, made God a promise she would never do that again. And this woman that I know prayed for this other woman, and the Lord did heal that woman and she got well. But a matter of 6 or 8 months or whatever, a year later, she came back to that same woman to get healed again. And as she's coming down, the Lord didn't speak to her at all this time. When she saw her coming, she said, "You know, don't I remember you from a few months ago? Didn't you come and you had this certain disease?" And she said, "Yes, and it's come back." She said, "Did you go back to that same sin?" And she said, "I can't help myself." She said, "Yes, you can. You don't have to go there." And so she said, "Well, repent and make God a promise." She did. She repented and made God a promise she'd never do that again. And this same woman that prayed for that got healed instantly last time, prayed for her this time. And the last time we heard, that woman had never been healed a second time. Now, isn't that awesome? Don't put God to the test. Don't put Him to the test. He is the healer. He is the one that forgives us. And He forgave that woman, but He did not heal her the second time around. The first time He healed her instantly. Just bam, just like that. He was so merciful and so kind. Well, like I say, don't put Him to the test. We read there just a few minutes ago, there was how many things God hates? Seven. I mean, those are things that He detests. Don't put Him to the test. Because if you do, there could very well be a consequence. Okay. Whenever this one here, He cuts off every one of us that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit. Now then, if He prunes you, can it hurt? It can, can't it, James? Me and you both been pruned a few times, haven't we? Couple. Yeah, couple. I guarantee every one of us. But if He hasn't pruned you, He will. Because He is no respecter of persons. He is going to prune you to do things, and sometimes when He prunes you, it will hurt. It can definitely hurt. You know, I know, I've been there and been through these trials and tests, but there's not many of you in this room that haven't been through these trials and tests. You know, some of us have been through more intensive ones than others, but still, we go through these trials and tests, and they ain't no fun, are they, James? No, we have all been through them. It just ain't no fun. But we're going to be tested. But at least when He prunes us, at least He hasn't cut us off. But if we quit producing fruit for the kingdom of God, there will come a time, and He'll do what He said in 1 John 5.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.